back in Naknek with Rob. What's the scoop? How's it going, Rob?
Good, Virgil. Thanks again. We're back with you live here. Rob Lanham in Naknek, Alaska, Bristol Bay High School, for the final girls game of the opening round of the 2010 Sockeye Classic here, a tournament that the King Cove and Sand Point teams have participated in for several years. And at halftime, our score, the King Cove Rookies 17 and the Bristol Bay Angels 17. An interesting first half, a tale of two quarters, actually, as King Cove jumped out to an 8-2 lead after one, quickly extended their lead to 11-2 before Bristol Bay ran off nine straight points to get back in the game. Bristol Bay actually held a four-point lead at 17-13, but King Cove tied it up in the closing moments of the first half. On the score sheet, a balanced attack for the rookies. Honey Lou Wilson and Danielle Carlson lead the way with 4 points. Candace Mack has three. Raylene Kachute and Courtney Wilson and Shauna Jo Calver with two apiece. Just to give you a little bit of information here on the rookies and T-Jacks, if you're a parent at home wondering maybe why your player hasn't called home, there is no cell phone service here, so if they have a cell phone, it's probably not going to work. I shouldn't say there's no cell phone service. There is some, but it's very sporadic and very limited, and not a lot of phone lines. That was one of our battles in trying to get connected with you tonight, is the lines were busy, and so we can't tell you all the kids are here. We did hear that Joe Calver got back today and should have had Jamin Newman, P.J. Hamilton, and Dakota Walker in tow. And again, good to see Dakota back on her feet and doing well after her appendectomy earlier in the week. We mentioned today in both games for the King Cove squads, they look kind of sluggish, and that's to be expected. They flew out of King Cove in heavy winds last Thursday, and then after arriving and spending a short night at the Millennium Hotel in Anchorage, they drove down the four-hour trip down to Nikolaevsk, 10 miles due east of Anchor Point, and they took part in the 2010 Warrior Rumble with the rookies taking third place and the King Cove T-Jacks taking the championship. They drove back Saturday night, and Sunday they had scrimmages against Job Corps, and then Monday night traveled up to Talkeetna at a place, Susitna Valley High School, in their new facility up there. On Tuesday, they played at the Chris Stringer Memorial Gymnasium, taking on Wasilla Lake Christian Academy. And then Wednesday night, was that last night? It actually was. What day is this anyway? Last night in South Anchorage, they took on Lumen Christi, and both the King Cove Rookies and T-Jacks registered wins in all three of the games so far this week. The T-Jacks winning this morning's game as they defeated Manicotic. I believe the final was 54-33, and the rookies now trying to match the guys' team with a win here tonight over the homestanding Bristol Bay Angels. On the floor for the rookies as we begin the second half, Shauna Calver, Raylene Kachutin, Danielle Carlson, Courtney and Honey Lou Wilson, and the ball is inbound across the far side to Raylene. Lob pass in for Honey Lou. She goes up, and her shot won't go, but she draws a foul. Should be going to the stripe for two. And that foul looks like it went on number one, perhaps? Number 11, I believe. Anna Chukwak, and that is on Anna. Her first, team's first. Honey Lou at the line to shoot a pair. Her first shot is up and short off the front of the rim, no good. She should have called short and it would have gone in. She called short on three free throws in a game the other night and made all three of them. So we were joking about that afterwards. Honey Lou bounces the ball, sights it in, puts it up. Off the right side, no good. 0-for-2 from the line. Here's a pass down court to Ashley Monk. Here's a shot, no good. The rebound by the Angels, and it's put up and in there by number 44. Shanice Pacheco with 4 points now, and the Angels reclaim the lead 19-17. Raylene Kachutin at the point. She drives right side on Stephanie Momsen, picks up her dribble, lobs it down for Shauna Calver. A little running shot there that rolls around and off, no good. And the rebound taken down by Chukwak. She dribbles down the left side. A nice spin move. Lost the ball, though. Taken away there. Oh, Raylene knocked it away and then was down on all fours trying to literally crawl after the ball as it rolled out of bounds, just out of her reach. And it'll stay on the far end with the Angels. 7:20 to play third quarter. 19-17, Bristol Bay leading King Cove. Here's the pass in to Momsen, back to Monk. She gets it to the top, and the ball and there's an elbow, an offensive elbow to the head of Danielle Carlson. Let's see if we have a call here. And it is. It's going to be a foul on number 23, Rihanna Cook. That's going to be her fourth. And kind of a rare call there. She started to dribble, just stuck her arm out and gave an elbow right to the head of Danielle Carlson. Danielle flexing her neck. And the rookies with the ball. Danielle looks fine. Here's a give and go. The pass gets loose away from Courtney Wilson. Intended for Aileen Kachute. And two on one against Shauna Calver. Shauna kind of backs off. The shot is missed. No good. And on the follow, we're going to have a foul, I think, on Raylene Kachute. Shauna Joe already with three fouls. Raylene picks up her second. Or actually her first. Been a long time since Raylene made it through a half with no fouls, but she did that in the first half. And we have number 23, Brianna Cook, at the line shooting a pair for Bristol Bay. Her first one is off the back of the rim, no good. She'll have one more. Shauna Wheeler enters the game to take the place of Honey Lou Wilson. Honey Lou still not looking real limber. And she, actually she smiles at Coach Newton as she comes off. Expect her back shortly then. Second shot is on its way. Up, and that one drops in and is good. 3 points here in the quarter for the Angels. Brianna Cook with her first of the game, and they lead the rookies 20-17. The rookies need to get a bucket here and stem the tide. Shauna Calver brings it across the line. Drives left side off a screen by Raylene Kachute and lobs it into Courtney Wilson. Courtney gets tied up and rips the ball back, gets it outside to Shauna. Her shot is no good. And Raylene Kachute goes in, rebound hard, collision there between Raylene and an Angels player. And the ball is down to Danielle Carlson. She throws it away, out of bounds, over to the Angels. Danielle was throwing it up top for Raylene. Raylene was cutting one way. The ball went the other, and it's a rookie turnover. Ball inbounded now to Shailene Holstrom, who was on the receiving end of that collision with Raylene Kachutin. She gets to Ashley Monk down low. Nice pass inside for Chukwak. And she finishes it with a nice lay-in off the glass. And O'Ryan has got the keep it up cheer going for the Angels. They've opened up a 5-point lead. Here's a spin move by Raylene Kachute, and she goes in the lane and puts it off the glass as Stephanie Momsen attempted a steal. Raylene made her pay for it. 22-19, Angels with the lead. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Dribble picked up by Holmstrom. She throws a pass to Chukwak, back out to Ashley Monk. She's defended there by Raylene Kachute and gets it down to Momsen. Pass inside for number 44. Pacheco, and the rebound is hauled down there on her air ball by Shauna Wheeler. And it looks like Anna Chukwak's going to get the foul. She gave the old tomahawk chop to Shauna. Shauna Calver inbounds to Raylene Kachutin, who brings it up on the point. Picks up her dribble, looking for help. Gets the ball to Danielle Carlson. Nearly lost it. Danielle now drives the lane, puts up a shot, and she's hammered from behind and the front. Had a Carlson sandwich there, and we'll see. The foul goes against, said number one, Stephanie Momsen. That would be her third, team's fourth. Danielle at the line, shooting two. Danielle, a tough customer there. Took a hard hit from both sides. Her first shot is up, off the back of the rim, no good. That one looked like it was going to go. She'll have one more. 22-19, Angels leading the rookies with 5:35 to play in the third quarter. Danielle dribbles the ball, crouches, launches her second one. No good. And it's rebounded by Chukwak. Someone needs to get in front of her. She dribbles down one on three. Nearly loses the ball. Raylene Kachute knocks it loose, but it's recovered by Holmstrom. Chukwak gets it inside. Her bounce pass is knocked away by Courtney Wilson, out of bounds to the Angels. They slap the ball, look for the inbounds pass, thrown to Momsen. Nearly stolen by Carlson. And now we're going to get a foul on Raylene Kachute. As Momsen goes to the ground, looks like she maybe tripped over Raylene's foot. Kind of a cheap foul there, not really anything Raylene could do. She looked to be trying to get out of her way as much as anything. Bristol Bay will inbound the ball now. They got a player wide open underneath, and she makes the basket. Shanice Pacheco released underneath. No one got her, and the Bristol Bay lead is 5. And we have a timeout on the floor. Not sure who made that call. Both teams are meeting with their coaches in the middle of the floor. The timeout was called by the Bristol Bay coach. And the Bristol Bay Lady Angels, let's see, we'll check it out here. They're coached by Heath Lyon, assisted by Sharon Wilson. That's interesting. That's twice now the Coach Lyon has called a timeout when his team seemed to be on a roll. And maybe he's doing the rookies a favor. Let's hope so. 24-19, Angels with the lead. 5:13 to play, third quarter. Same five on the floor. Honey Lou Wilson back in now. Take that back. Honey Lou and Courtney in, along with Raylene, Shauna Joe, and Danielle Carlson. The give and go between Raylene and Shauna Joe. And Raylene's shot is up, no good, and we're going to have a foul. And it's going to be on King Cove. Honey Lou Wilson. Honey Lou collects her third, team second in the half. Bristol Bay ball going the other way. Holmstrom bringing it up, gets it on the right side to Momsen, looks down low. Nice move there, and an air ball put up by number 11, Anna Chukwak. Rebounded on the other side, and the hack. I believe that's Raylene Kachutin again. It is Raylene's third foul of the quarter. And we'll have Ashley Monk on the line shooting two for the Angels. Her first shot is up. Nothing but net. Nice looking free throw there by Ashley. 25-19, Bristol Bay with the lead. She bounces the ball, launches the second one. Short. And she gets it back and launches an air ball out of bounds to the rookies. Coach Newton not happy at all. That rebound came off the front of the rim, hit the floor, and bounced back to the shooter. Need a little energy here, gals. All right, Danielle Carlson brings it across the timeline, and she's hit hard there by number 12, Jaylene Holstrom. That should be her third foul. It is, and it should be the fifth one on the Angels in the half. 4:43 to play third quarter. Shauna Calver inbounds to Raylene Kachutin. She dribbles, goes into the lane, nice drive, tries to bounce pass to Courtney Wilson. It's lost on the floor. Courtney now up with it, and now we have another pile up. And the fumble recovered by Danielle Carlson. And the possession arrow points to Bristol Bay. Bodies flying all over there in the lane. Ball is inbound by Ashley Monk to Shailene Holstrom. She gets it down for Monk, down in the corner for Momsen, who launches a two-point shot. Off the rim, no good. Courtney Wilson with the rebound. She gets it out for Danielle Carlson, coming up 1-on-4 for Danielle. She's going to go in, and she, oh, a blocking foul is called on number one, Stephanie Momsen. And like the earlier call against Danielle, that was a pretty horrendous call right there. Stephanie did a great job. She got position about the time Danielle hit the three-point line. Danielle steamrolled her and goes to the line for two. So turnabout's fair play, I guess. We're even on the bad charging call front. Danielle puts a shot up, bounces, no good. Boy, if the rookies could hit 50% from the stripe and 70% from inside the blocks, I think they'd be unbeatable. And I'm sure Coach Newton would probably echo that sentiment. The referee gives the ball back to Danielle. Her second shot is up, off the glass, no good. The rebound, Danielle gets the rebound back, looking for help. She gets it inside to Honey Lou, and she lays it up and in. Once again, bodies flying all over, a lot of physical contact. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and the rookies have cut the Angels' lead to 4, 25-21. And here's an errant pass by Shailene Holmstrom, and the ball will go back to the rookies. She just lobbed the pass on the side and threw it about 15 feet high. Shauna Calver brings it now across the Angel logo. Screen there by Raylene Kachutin. Nice give and go. Raylene goes in. Her shot is blocked. The ball is loose. Who's going to come out with it? Raylene is over there, and it's knocked away by Holstrom. She and Raylene were after the ball. And it'll be rookie's ball out of bounds on the far side after a timeout here by Coach Connie Newton. Looks like a 30-second timeout. Coach Heath Lyon gets his girls gathered up around him. Coach Connie has gone pretty much with the same five. Shauna Wheeler, I believe, has been the only. Shauna Wheeler and Candace Mack, the only two reserves that have seen action in this one. As the rookies try for their fifth straight victory on this road trip. King Cove T-Jacks remained undefeated today with a 54-33 win over the Manicotic Lynx. And they run their record to 11-0 on the season. And the ball is now inbound by Raylene Kachutin to Danielle Carlson. She drives down, puts up a 10-footer, bounces off the rim, no good. The ball is on the ground, picked up by Raylene. She reverses dribble, looking for help, gets it to Danielle. Danielle tries to pass to Courtney Wilson, who was hollering for the ball, but the hollering drew defensive attention, and the chuckwack goes to the length of the floor, misses a layup, and the referees are going to flip a coin on this one. They call a jump ball, and the possession arrow points to the rookies. Neither official could see who it went out on, so they did, I guess, the prudent thing and went with the possession arrow. Rookies ball, 3:22 to go, third quarter. Slow-moving third quarter. It's good for us. We need points. 25-21, Angels. Raylene drives down for a five-footer. It goes off, no good. Honey Lou goes up, and she got the tomahawk chop, and it's not called. They call it a block, and the Angels get the ball and take it into the front court. Honey Lou went to the ground on that one. Ashley Monk gets it over to Holstrom. Back to Monk on the right wing. Back to Holstrom at the top. Bounce pass for Chukwak. She gives it to Monk outside. Shot no good. The rebound being fought for there. Courtney Wilson lost it to a Bristol Bay player. Now it goes back to Monk over to Holstrom. Inside to Chukwak. She turns into traffic. Almost lose it. Now here's a long two-point attempt. Rebound by Honey Lou Wilson, and she's fouled from behind, I believe, by Anna Chukwak. Is that the call? Looks like it, and if that's the case, that'll be a 1-1 for the King Cove rookies. Come on, girls, start knocking down some of these freebies. 25-21, Bristol Bay Angels with the lead. 2:36 to play, third quarter. The Bristol Bay faithful calling for a rebound. Hopefully, Honey Lou will sink these, and there won't be any need for a rebound. They can just take it out after the two made free throws. Shauna Wheeler checks in for Courtney Wilson. Takes her place in the lane. Danielle Carlson, Raylene Kachutin, and Shauna DuCalver round out the rookies on the floor. Honey Lou bounces the ball, takes aim. Her shot is up. Good! Finally, thank you, Honey Lou. Honey Lou with 7 points of the game to lead the rookies, and it's 25-22 Angels. She'll have one more. Knock it down, Honey Lou. She dribbles, eyes the basket. Nice rotation, and the shot is up. And off the board and in. She banked that one in. Take it to the bank, 25-23. Rookies have cut the Bristol Bay lead to 2 with 2.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. The rookies in a 2-3 zone. There was a traveling call or a travel that Bristol Bay got away with. That was obvious. The whole crowd knew it. And now there's a steal. Shauna Calvert knocks away a pass and recovers it in the corner. Now she throws it away. The steal by a Bristol Bay player, Ashley Monk, has it outside the three-point line. Goes to Anna Chukwak down low. She looks for it. Raylene Kachutin knocks it away out of bounds. So Shauna Jo Calvert with a nice play there to make the steal, but then got a little impatient and tried to throw a fast break pass, and that was picked off. Inbound. Here's a long three by Bristol Bay. No good. The rebound is out of bounds to the rookies. Shauna Wheeler contending for that one with a couple of Bristol Bay players. 2:03 to play in the third quarter. King Cove brings the ball across the timeline. Raylene Kachutin dribbling. Shauna Calver could have been called for a moving screen there, but was not. Raylene gets it to Danielle at the top of the arc. Raylene's calling for the ball. Danielle gets it back to her. Here's a two-point shot. No good. The rebound out of bounds off Shauna Wheeler. She got a pretty good body block from behind there from Shanice Pacheco, but no call made. This very physical game. The referees are letting them go at it on both sides. We have to admit that. And the ball is brought up by number 12, Shailene Holstrom. She bounces it right side to Monk. Back to Holstrom. Bounce inside to Pacheco. Here's a shot now by Monk. Air ball taken away by Shauna Wheeler. Rookie's trying to go in the fast break. Shauna gets the ball down to Danielle Carlson, who falls to the floor. And we're going to have a travel. Nothing Danielle could do on that one. Took the pass, and it was behind her. She was in traffic, and she fell down, tried to save it, but got called for the traveling violation. The ball goes back to the Angels with 1:20 to play in the third quarter. 25-23, Angels holding a two-point advantage over our rookies. Here's the ball back top. Now it goes down the left corner. Shot by Monk is long. Rebound taken by Shauna Cower, stolen away. Oh, and Raylene Kachutin's going to get a unwise foul there. She gets a blocking foul as Shailene Holstrom tried to dribble the ball out. No need to guard a girl when she's dribbling away from the basket. We're going to get a substitution in here. Candace Mack will take Raylene Kachutin's spot with 1:07 to play in the third quarter. Raylene's collected all four of her fouls here in the third frame. Here's a lob pass in for Chuck Wack. A bounce pass now goes in. And we heard that one. I think Candace is going to get one there. Heard some good skin-on-skin contact there. And Candace does get a foul. That'll be the first on Candace and the sixth on the rookies. The next one will send Bristol Bay the line. Bristol Bay slaps the ball, looking for the lob. And, oh, we got a jump ball called. Nice play by Honey Lou Wilson. A Bristol Bay offensive player got free. The pass was put in there, and on her shot attempt, Honey Lou just fed it right back to her, and they called a jump ball. She came off with a good block there. Honey Lou now comes out. Courtney back in. 1:02 to play third quarter, 25-23 Bristol Bay. They inbounds the ball to the side. Candace Mack with a trap there with Shauna Calvert, knocked out of bounds. Back to Bristol Bay. Instant replay. Here we go. They'll inbound it again under their own basket. Here it's inbounded, and it's lost out of bounds that time. It goes off of Chukwak's knee on the inbounds pass. She's a little bit upset, claiming she was pushed from behind by Shauna Wheeler, which she may well have been, but she lost the ball out of bounds. Shauna Calvert brings it down to Candace Mack on the left wing. A lob pass in, intercepted by Chukwak with 48 seconds to play. Shauna Jo Calvert stands between her and the basket. She misses. Shauna Jo held her position. Here's a pass down to Courtney Wilson. She's defended by one player, and she kicks it back out to Shauna Calvert for the shot. It's good. Way to go, Shauna Jo. We got a 25-all tie with 30 seconds to play. Turn around, defense. Turn around. Chukwak drives down and puts it back out to Monk to Holstrom. Bounce pass stolen by Courtney Wilson. Now it's, what are we going to have? A double dribble on Courtney. Not really sure about that one. She didn't have possession, and she and Ashley Monk kind of were keeping the ball up in the air between the two of them, but it goes back to Bristol Bay with 21 seconds to go. 25-25 game. 2-3 zone by the rookies, and the ball nearly stolen by Shauna Calvert. Now it goes down low. Chukwak throws up an air ball. Shauna Wheeler comes away at the rebound. A whistle and a foul. That should go against Bristol Bay. And it does. Looks like the foul is on number 44, perhaps. Shanice Pacheco, and it is. That's Pacheco's first. Nice game turned in by Shanice so far tonight. 6 points for the Angels. And King Cove in the bonus. Shauna Wheeler going to the line. Told her she owed us some points for that shout-out earlier. She'll have a 1-1 with the score tied at 25. Her first one is up. It's long. No good. The rebound is on the floor. And possession arrow goes to the rookies. Shauna Wheeler hustled following her own shot and tied up Ashley Monk there. 8 seconds left in the third quarter. 25-25. King Cove and Bristol Bay tied. Shauna Calvert inbounds to Candace Mack. Her shot no good. It's going to be out of bounds off of Bristol Bay, I believe. And now they're going to give it to Bristol Bay. That was a poor call. The referee right there on top of the play called for the guy at half court. And the ball gets loose at half court as time expires here in the third quarter, and the band strikes it up. After three, we remain tied. King Cove rookies 25, Bristol Bay Angels 25, and we'll keep it right here. We're going to bring you an exciting fourth quarter of action here from the 2010 Sockeye Tournament at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. The King Cove rookies giving the Bristol Bay Angels all they want and more. I think maybe Bristol Bay thought they might get an easy victory tonight over the rookies, but the rookies have played tough and hung in there, gave up a big lead, came back from a 6-point deficit there in the third to knot it up at 25, and we'll go to the fourth quarter, and anything can happen. Leading scorers, or we'll just run down the whole score sheet for you. After three quarters of play, Shauna Jo Calvert with 4, Courtney Wilson with 2, Raylene Kachutin with 4, Honey Lou Wilson with 8, including a pair of clutch free throws. Danielle Carlson with 4, Candace Mack with 3 to round out the rookie scoring. For Bristol Bay, Anna Chukwak continues to lead with 11. Stephanie Monson has 2, 6 for Pacheco, 5 for Monk, and 1 for Brianna Cook. Teams take the floor again to start the fourth quarter of play. 8 minutes on the clock, 25 on both sides of the scoreboard, and the Angels inbound the ball with a pass to Brianna Cook, and the fourth quarter is underway. On the floor for the rookies, Candace Mack, Shauna Calvert, Courtney Wilson, Danielle Carlson, and Shauna Wheeler. Nice ball movement by the Angels, and they get a shot. It's an air ball. Grab it, somebody. The Angels grab it and launch it out top for Monk. She gets it over. Nearly a reach in there by Danielle Carlson. She gets the ball over to Monson now. Chuckwack drives. And she's going to draw a foul on Shauna Wheeler. Shauna got the worst end of that one. And that'll be Shauna's second foul. And actually, they show her for only one. All right. We'll take their word for it. First foul on Shauna. Two shots for Anna Chuckwack. Her first shot is up. No good. In fact, missed everything. Need to play the old instant replay music again. See if we can get another miss like that. She hit a free throw earlier in the game. And this one's off the right side, but it's rebounded by Ashley Monk over Courtney Wilson. Here's a long shot from two-point range by Stephanie Momsen. The ball is out of bounds over to the rookies. Courtney Wilson looks a little frustrated over something. She ended up on the deck on that one. Comes down, takes her place on the offense. 7:20 to play in this game. Well, in the fourth quarter, we're tied at 25. Danielle Carlson with the ball. Dribbles the left hand. Picks up the dribble. Passes inside. It's deflected. Out of bounds to the Angels. I think our rookies would fare a lot better if they would stop picking up their dribble for no reason. Several of them are really good ball handlers, but they seem to maybe have it ingrained in them that they only get five or six dribbles and they have to stop. Here's the ball down to Chukwak, gets it out to Ashley Monk for two, no good. The rebound is by Courtney Wilson, tied up, taken away there by Chukwak, and she lays it up and in. They've been letting them play. Courtney fell to the ground. Chukwak just ripped it out of her hands, took it in, and laid it off the glass. Bristol Bay has the lead. O'Ryan exhorting the defense. The ball goes right side to Danielle Carlson. She drives in. Her shot is blocked, but there's going to be a foul on, I believe it's going to be on number 11. Danielle Carlson is going to go to the line to shoot two for the King Cove rookies. And the foul is on Anna. That should be her, that'll be her fourth. Boy, if they could get one more on her and set her on the bench, that'd be a big help for us. All right, Danielle at the line for two. First shot is up and good. Nothing but net for Danielle Carlson. The rookies get on the board here in the fourth quarter and cut the Bristol Bay lead to one, 27-26. Honey Lou Wilson checks in for Candace Mack. The twin Shaunas in the backcourt setting up for defense, Shauna Wheeler and Shauna Jo Calver. Danielle's second shot is in and out, no good. Taken down by Chuckwack. She's dribbling one on three. Throws up a wild shot, no good, gets her rebound, throws it up, no good. The ball comes off there, thrown up, hits the bottom of the rim. We've got a scrum down to the pile underneath the basket. A tie-up, possession arrow points to the rookies. Black basketball. Shauna Jo Calver takes it, then the referee takes it back. As number 44, Shanice Pacheco re-enters the game for Bristol Bay. And she replaces number 13, Kendra Holstrom, who came in. Here's a shot now by Shauna Wheeler, no good. Honey Lou Wilson gets the rebound, takes it out to the right side, bounce pass to Shauna Calver. Shauna drives in for a 12-footer off the rim, no good. And we got a tie-up again, or we may have a foul on that one as Honey Lou Wilson reached around Anna Chuckwack. And that's the call. Four fouls now on Honey Lou as both of the tall girls are in foul trouble. Chuckwack will go to the line in the bonus, shooting a 1-1. 27-26, Bristol Bay Angels leading the King Cove rookies. 6:07 to play in the fourth quarter. And the winner of this game will play New Haven tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. And the shot was looked like an air ball. Must hit the bottom of the rim, bounced out, and Bristol Bay recovers it. Here's a pass down low. Shot is up, no good, and there's going to be a foul. And that might be on Honey Lou. If it is, that's going to be five. Let's see. Nope. Thankfully, it's on Shauna Wheeler. Shauna's second. And that's going to send Shanice Pacheco to the line. And she's going to shoot two. A real gut check here for the rookies as they try to extend their winning streak to five games. Pacheco bounces the ball. Crouches low, takes about 10 dribbles, puts up the first one, no good. Candace Mack coming back in the game for somebody, for Honey Lou. Danielle Carlson moves into the lane to block out. Shanice Pacheco has one more shot from the charity stripe. 5:57 to play here in the fourth quarter. She dribbles again. Puts up a line drive shot. No good off the rim. Saved in there. Good hustle by Anna Chukwak. But it's the pass now is intercepted by Candace Mack, and she's fouled from behind. And the Bristol Bay player, that was number 23, Brianna Cook, and that'll be her fifth foul, I believe. That is the call. Brianna Cook fouls out of this one with 5:52 to play. King Cove rookies go down to congratulate number 23. And coming into the game for Bristol Bay will be double zero Erica Phelps, listed at 5 feet. I believe the shortest player on the Bristol Bay squad. She was in at point guard earlier. Candace Mack will be at the line. Shooting should be two, and it will be. First shot is up. No good. Bounces off to the right side. She'll have one more, trying to tie this one up at 27. Candace, a freshman, shows a lot of promise. She dribbles, launches it again. That one's good. Candace has 4 points on the game, and we're all knotted at 27, 5:50 to go. Anna Chukwak brings the ball down, dishes it off in the left wing, a pass across to Erica Phelps. She's just holding the ball, guarded there by Candace Mack, dribbles now down the right side. Shauna Jo Calvert traps. Here's a pass for Chukwak. She lobs a pass wildly across the lane. It comes back, and it looked like a traveling, and it is a traveling call underneath on Shanice Pacheco. She started to go up with the shot, changed her mind after she'd gotten some air. It's turnover back to the rookies. All right, rookies, let's go. Take the lead now. 27-all. Connie Newton shouting out some orders. Here's a pass to Danielle Carlson. She drives in, goes up. No good. Courtney Wilson shot, no good. The ball is loose, ripped out of there. Nice rebound by Stephanie Momsen. She passes it. Shauna Jo Calver holds her ground. And they call the ball out of bounds on Shauna Jo. I don't know how that happened. Shauna Jo didn't even touch the ball. It clearly went out on the Bristol Bay player. Coach Newton about to jog across the half-court line and have a word. Nevertheless, the ball remains in the Angels' possession. They're trying to inbound, and they get it inbounds in the corner. Back to Ashley Monk. She lobs it across for Momsen, guarded there by Danielle Carlson. Danielle applying pressure. Bounce pass back to Ashley Monk near the half-court circle. On the right side to Erica Phelps. Candace Mack giving her fits. Here's a pass in the lane to Pacheco. Her shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Shauna Wheeler, and we should have a foul on the Bristol Bay Angels. That might be Momsen. If it is, it's her fifth. We may be in a battle of attrition. And let's see. And that is the fifth foul on Stephanie Momsen. Number one for the Angels. Goes to the bench with her fifth foul. Shailene Holstrom will come in to replace her. The rookies congratulate Stephanie on a good game. Brianna Cook sat down with 1 point. Stephanie goes to the bench with two, and a lot of good play under the glass. And Connie Newton calls over Candace Mack and Shauna Calver for some instruction as Shauna Wheeler goes to the line. Shauna's first shot is up and good. Big free throw there by Shauna, her first point of the game, and the rookies retake the lead, 28-27. 4:58 to play in the fourth quarter. Shauna dribbles the ball, eyeing the basket, spins it, puts it up, long, off the back of the rim, rebounded by Pacheco. Chukwak driving down hard. Good defense there by Candace Mack to turn her away. Now she splits the defense. Oh, a blocking foul on Candace Mack. Candace is looking on in disbelief. It looked like Chukwak just kind of threw her body between Candace and Shauna Calver. Of course, if you don't close off that gap, the offensive player has every right to go in there. And when you can split the defense, you're more often than not either going to get a free lane to the basket or a foul. Chukwak at the line. Should be shooting two. Her first shot is off the left side of the rim. No good. Score remains 28-27. King Cove rookies with the lead. She'll have one more. Ralph Lindquist exhorting Candace Mack to raise the roof. Second shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Courtney Wilson. She pulls it down, gets it to Shauna Calver. Shauna bringing it up, pursued hotly by two defenders. She's now in the ball is knocked away and stolen. And it goes off to Shailene Holstrom. Two defenders back for King Cove. Shailene will take it out, and she just, oh. She got away with a double dribble there. Gets the ball back to Ashley Monk. To Erica Phelps, who launches a long two. No good. Rebounded by Shauna Wheeler. She's pushed from behind. It looks like by Shailene Holstrom, who's not happy with that foul, but she charged in there pretty good on Shauna. Shauna holding her wrist. Trying to shake it out. Got a little stinger there, maybe in her elbow or something. And that foul is on Shailene Holstrom, her fourth. All right, Shauna Wheeler. Talented freshman at the line. Shooting two. 28-27, rookies with the lead. 4:26 to play. First shot is up, rolls around and in. The rookies have connected on four free throws here in the fourth quarter for all of their points. Shauna will have one more. Orion wants a rebound. We want a made free throw. The second one is up and good. Shauna Wheeler with 3 points off of the line. The rookies lead by three, 30-27. And now the ball goes out of bounds off the foot of Anna Chukwuk. Good defense there by Danielle Carlson. Has she got a hand on the ball? And now Chukwuk, oh, now we have a reach-in foul by double zero, Erica Phelps. And Shauna Jo Calver is going to go to the line for two. That was interesting. Anna Chukwuk lost the ball out of her as it went off her foot on a good defensive play by Danielle Carlson. And she was frustrated and started to head to the bench as if she thought maybe she'd gotten her fifth foul. But that was not the case. Now we have a full timeout called by head coach Heath Lyon of the Bristol Bay Angels. Connie Newton's squad comes over. Boy, it'd be a great thing if the rookies could hang on and get an upset here in the first round of the 2010 Sockeye Classic here in Bristol Bay. We were telling them earlier today, a lot of times the home team will schedule what they think is the weakest opponent in the first round to ensure that they move on and play in the marquee evening matchups throughout the tournament and playing the no respect card. So we were encouraging the girls to throw a damper on the Angels party here tonight. Right now they hold a 3-point lead. A lot of time on the clock though, 4:17 to go. Both teams in the double bonus. 10 team fouls on each team. Players in foul trouble include Raylene Kachutin and Honey Lou Wilson with four. Shauna Jo Calver with three for the rookies. Stephanie Momsen and Brianna Cook have already fouled out for the Angels. Anna Chukwuk and Shailene Holstrom each have four fouls. Shauna Calver at the line now. Shauna will shoot two. 4:17 to play, fourth quarter. Her first shot is up and good. Shauna sinks that one for her fifth point of the night. Rookies by four. Dribbles the ball. Eyes the basket, puts the second one up. Ball off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Pacheco to Chukwuk. Someone get in front of her and take a charge. She passes the ball off, gets in the lane. Erica Phelps throws one up over the backboard. Turnover to the rookies. 4:09 to play. Rookies ball leading by four. 31-27. Here's a pass by Shauna Calver over to Danielle Carlson. Danielle dribbles into the lane. Goes up for the bank. Shot and good. Danielle Carlson with seven, and the rookies lead by six. Clock ticks under 4 minutes to play. Anna Chukwuk drives and she passes off to Erica Phelps. Back to Holstrom for a long shot off the boards. No good. That should be out of bounds. It's saved. Good save there by Holstrom near the half court. And Bristol Bay drives in and there's a shot. Was that Erica Phelps? It was. 2 points for Erica Phelps and she hits one off the glass on the run. 33-29. All threes on the board. Candace Mack gets the ball from Shauna Calver. Kicks it back out to Shauna. King Cove can afford to kill some clock. Shauna drives in for an 8-footer. No good. The rebound is loose. And we've got a tie-up. The possession arrow is going to point to Bristol Bay. 3:21 to go in the fourth quarter. 33-29 rookies. We need a stop, girls. 3:19, 3:18. Bristol Bay brings it across the logo. Pass on the right to Ashley Monk. She's holding the ball. Rookies in a 2-3. Back to Holstrom. Back to Monk. We got some three-second violation on Shanice Pacheco. Big turnover there, and the ball goes back to the rookies. Like to see them kill a little clock and maybe get some more chances at the line. Candace Mack inbounds to Shauna Calver. Back to Candace at the timeline. She brings it across. Lob pass for Danielle Carlson. Nice spin move. Danielle puts it up. No good. Candace Mack gets the rebound on the floor again. And this tie-up, our 23rd of the night, is going to, and that's probably not an exaggeration. My wife says I exaggerate too much, but that's probably about right. And this one goes to the rookies. Shauna Calver will inbound underneath. The clock under 3 minutes, 2:55. Pass to Candace Mack. Her shot no good. Rebound by Danielle Carlson. Blocked from behind. And Holmstrom has the ball going down. Danielle Carlson comes behind and knocks it out of bounds. Underneath the basket to the Angels. Boy, I'd like to see the rookies hit a couple of those short shots. We need to keep the lane plugged up on this inbounds pass. Here's a bounce pass deflected by Courtney Wilson. Thrown out and put up no good. Rebounded and put in by Pacheco. And it's a two-point game, 33-31. Candace Mack inbounds to Shauna Calvert, 2:30 to go. Shauna dribbles left side, gets a screen from Candace, dishes the ball inside to Shauna Wheeler. She's on the floor, and she's going to be fouled by who? Two choices here. I think it's going to go on Erica Phelps, and it is. Erica's second. Shauna Wheeler will go to the line to shoot two for the rookies. The rookies have hit the glass pretty good here, but they have some trouble bringing the ball down with some authority. And they've had several rebounds ripped out of their hands and second chance points resulting for the Angels. Shauna Wheeler at the line. She dribbles the ball. First shot is up. And good! Shauna Wheeler with 4 points, all from the foul line, all in the fourth quarter. 34-31 rookies, 2:24 to play in the fourth quarter. Everyone on the edge of their seat at this packed house here at the Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. Shauna's second shot is up, short. The rebound is taken down by Chukwak. She loses it, grabs it back. Now she needs some help, and she gets it from Holmstrom. Holmstrom takes it across the line over to Ashley Monk. Ashley defended by Candace Mack. Back to Holmstrom. She gets it to Pacheco, to Chukwak, who kicks it out for Phelps. She loses it, gets it back. Ashley Monk back to Chukwak in the middle. Here's a shot, and off the glass and in. As the ball got deflected, Ashley Monk took it and put it in. Folks, we got a one-point game, a real nail-biter. The clock goes under 2 minutes, 1:50 to go. Shauna with the pass in the middle to Shauna Wheeler. She throws an air ball. Candace Mack gets it, puts it up. No good. The rebound is loose. Chukwak comes away with it. 2-on-1 break for Bristol Bay. She drives down, defended by Shauna Calvert. Up and under, lays it in. And Bristol Bay takes the lead, 35-34. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor. And that timeout is called by Bristol Bay. So the Bristol Bay Angels on an 8-1 run here over the last 2 minutes of play to take a one-point lead over the King Cove rookies. And once again, head coach Heath Lyon surprisingly calls a timeout when his team has the momentum. The momentum, say that right. Haven't had too many close games during this road trip, but we've got one for you tonight. Come on, rookies. Let's go, girls. Connie Newton giving some pointers there to her girls. We've got six girls gathered around her. We'll see who goes in. Honey Lou Wilson, Shauna Calver, Raylene Kachutin, Danielle Carlson, and Courtney Wilson. Full court pressure will be applied by the Bristol Bay Angels. If the rookies can break the press, they ought to get a good shot. If not, they could be in trouble. Inbound to Raylene Kachutin. Raylene brings the ball up. Going full speed. She drives around left side into the lane underneath the Honey Lou. Honey Lou's shot is up. No good. The ball is tipped out of bounds to Bristol Bay off of Honey Lou with a minute 23 to go. Nice pass by Raylene. Honey Lou had the shot, just couldn't put it away. And Bristol Bay brings the ball up against pressure from Danielle Carlson with a minute 20 to go. The crowd loud, the band playing. We need a comeback. A steal there by Raylene Kachutin. She's coming down the fast break. Bounce pass to Danielle. Her shot is rejected. Out of bounds by Anna Chukwak. Clean block by Anna. She put that one over here in front of the band. Rookie's ball out of bounds. A minute and 10 seconds to go. Number 44, Shanice Pacheco, checks back in, replacing Kendra Holmstrom for the Angels. Shauna Calvert inbounds to Raylene Kachutin. Raylene drives, reverse dribble, gets it to Shauna in the corner. She puts up a two, and that's blocked out of bounds. 1:03 to play, 35-34, rookies trail. Come on, girls, put it in the basket. Shauna Jo Calvert, and now we have a timeout. Timeout by Connie Newton before the inbounds pass. The drummer right below me here. We're just going to let you listen. We'll be right back. This ain't Notre Dame, but that'll do. 1:03 to play. The horn sounds. The timeout is ended. Both teams getting ready to come back on the floor. Coach Newton holding her girls a second longer. Shauna Jo Calvero inbound the ball from underneath the rookie's basket. Danielle Carlson, Raylene Kachutin, Courtney and Honey Lou Wilson in the game for the rookies. Shauna Jo slaps the ball, bounces it out to Raylene. She just got away with a double dribble. Her shot is no good. Gets the rebound, loses it. Traveling on Raylene. She slaps the floor in anger. 57 seconds to play. Bristol Bay basketball. Full court pressure being applied. Raylene goes for the steal, and did she get it? Out of bounds to the Angels. Boy, that was on the far side. It looked like it might have been off of Ashley Monk, but it was not. She went bounds now to Anna Chukwak. 52 seconds to play. 1-point lead for the Angels. Raylene with tough defense nearly got a steal. Here's a lob pass to Monk. Chukwak holds it up top. Bristol Bay killing some clock. Over to Erica Phelps. Pressure her, girls. Pressure her. Knocked away by Danielle Carlson. Back to the Angels. 37 seconds. We may need to foul. Ashley Monk to inbound the ball. Let's put him at the line and make him hit some charity shots. She calls for the break. Throws the ball inbound to Chukwak. Guarded there by Shauna Calver. Pass in the corner. Hard foul by Honey Lou Wilson. And that's going to set Honey Lou down with her fifth foul of the game. Candace Mack is going to check back. No, we have Shauna Wheeler going to check back in for Honey Lou. Honey Lou fouls out with 8 points. And she gets a round of applause. 32 seconds to play. Bristol Bay 35. King Cove rookies 34. Would be a great story if the rookies could pull this one off. Had a 6-point lead earlier in this quarter with about 4 minutes to play. Lost their composure for a couple of minutes. Bristol Bay went on an 8-1 run. First shot up by Erica Phelps off the back of the rim, no good. That one looked like it was going to go. Nice looking shot by Erica, but no good. She'll have one more. The rookies need to hit the glass. Box out, girls. Box out. Crowd stomping their feet. Second shot is up. No good off the right side of the rim. Courtney Wilson runs down the rebound. She's looking for alley pass, and she's, let's see, she's no foul. A timeout by Coach Newton. 29 seconds left. Rookies basketball. Angels lead by one. What do you got, girls? Bristol Bay Band playing another one for us here. Hard to sit down. We've got Coach George Cromer and Luke Meinert up here from our announcing position on the second floor railing right over the band. The Bristol Bay boys team standing below us waiting to take the floor for the last boys game of the night to follow against Togiak. But we got an exciting finish for you here on KSDP Radio. I'm Rob Lanham at Bristol Bay High School in Naknek, Alaska. Raylene Kachutin inbounds the ball to Danielle Carlson. Deshauna Calver into the front court. Deshauna gets it back to Raylene. She turns in lane. Dishes it to Courtney Wilson. Her first half in. Rolls around and in. 19 seconds to go. Nearly lost by Chukwak. Now we have a tie-up. And what do we have? Oh, they give a timeout to Bristol Bay? What do we got here? Come on, there was a loose ball. You can't call a timeout when the ball's on the floor. Oh, okay, a tie-up and the possession arrow to Bristol Bay. All right, rookies lead by one, 14 seconds left. And now we have a timeout. Nice play last time by the rookies. Courtney Wilson put one up, and it just hung on the rim after it came off the glass, rolled around, and dropped through. King Cove rookies by one. On the verge of a huge upset here if they can hold this with 14 seconds to play. A lot of the crowd on their feet. The rest clapping or stomping. The band trying to play, but a little bit too nervous maybe. They just went silent. It's going to be Angels ball. They'll have to go the length of the court. Both teams are in the double bonus, so if a foul is committed, the player will have two free throws. Bristol Bay has not shot particularly well from the line. They have three free throws on the night. King Cove started off poorly with only one in the first half, but they have hit 8 so far, including 6 in the fourth quarter in the second half. Full court pressure. Ashley Monk slaps the ball. It's going to go to Chukwak, nearly stolen by Shauna Wheeler. And a foul on Raylene Kachutin as she stuck her knee out. That's going to be Raylene's fifth. Anna Chukwak's going to go to the line for two. We've got 11 seconds left to play. Raylene holding her head in her hands as she comes off the court. Candace Mack will check back in for Raylene. Good job for Raylene. 4 points tonight. Her typical crazy gal defense, but got a little too crazy there. She didn't get away with putting the knee out as Chukwak tried to go by her. Chukwak, a big girl. Looks to go about 5'11", 6 foot. And the referee talking to Coach Newton. She points out that Candace Mack is there to check in, waiting at the scorer's table for Raylene. The Bristol Bay Angels team, their bench comes over to congratulate Raylene. Anna Chukwak, number 11 at the line for two foul shots with 11 seconds to go. Rookies with a one-point lead. The first shot is up. And good. Nothing but net. Oh, my. 36 all. 11 seconds left. Clutch free throw there by number 11. She spins the ball, takes a deep breath, launches the second one. Off the left side of the rim, no good. She gets her own rebound, puts it up, no good off the bat. Shauna Wheeler with it. She throws the ball down to Danielle Carlson, and here goes the other way. Courtney Wilson has it, launches it to Shauna Calver. Her shot at the buzzer, no good. It was too late, and we're going to overtime. Whoa, Nelly. Overtime here at Bristol Bay High School. 36-36, King Cove rookies and the Bristol Bay Angels. Da, 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 da. All right, what a fourth quarter. As this one now has been tied 17 all at the half, 25 all after three, 36 all after regulation. We're going to go to a four-minute overtime period. Foul trouble for the rookie, Shauna Jo Calver with three, and three players with two. Raylene Kachutin and Honey Lou Wilson have fouled out for the Angels. Stephanie Momsen and Brianna Cook have fouled out. Anna Chukwak and Shailene Holstrom with four apiece. Anna has been playing with four for most of the fourth quarter. All right, the band is quiet. The team's getting ready to take the floor for this overtime period. Boy, we've had a good one for you tonight here on KSDP Radio, Sandpoint, King Cove, Alaska, 830 AM, 88.1 FM, live streaming on the Internet. I'm Rob Lanham bringing you the live action here. Our thanks to Kells Hetherington and Virgil Porter for their work in the studio and for the folks here at Bristol Bay helping us get set up. And we're going to have a jump ball here. The tap will be Shauna Wheeler and Anna Chukwak. Bristol Bay will be coming right at us. The rookies going to the other end. And now they switch. The rookies will be coming down this end. Now all the players from both teams switching positions. Would be nice for Shauna Wheeler to somehow get this tap over the taller Anna Chukwak. Referee pointing the directions out. Blows the whistle. Throws the ball up. And Chukwak gets it to Anna Monk. Bristol Bay ball. She's pressured by Danielle Carlson. Gets it on the left side to Holstrom. Holstrom with it back to Monk. Intercepted by Candace Mack. She's got Danielle Carlson on the right. She lobs it for Danielle. She's too far underneath and her shot's no good. The ball is gathered up there and nearly thrown away by Bristol Bay, but Chukwak takes it. She drives in against Shauna Jo Calver, turns back out, looks for the pass, lobs it out to Erica Phelps, to Monk at the point, over on the left wing for Holstrom. She bounces it to Chukwak. It's knocked away back to Holstrom, to Ashley Monk. Erica Phelps on the right wing, guarded by Candace Mack. She's going to be trapped by Shauna Jo Calver. Gets the pass in, and here's a near steal by Danielle Carlson. Had the ball for a moment, went out off her knee. 3:16 to play in overtime, 36 all. King Cove rookies and Bristol Bay Angels. Ashley Monk inbounds. Here's a bounce pass, and it's bouncing along the baseline, saved by Shauna Wheeler, and traveling. Again, not sure how you can travel when you don't have possession of the basketball. But one thing we've learned about officiating on this road trip, you learn some new stuff every night. Inbounded underneath the basket by the Angels. They lob it out. And it's going to be, run it down, rookies, run it down. Nope. Holstrom's going to beat the rookies to the basketball. Good hustle there by Danielle Carlson and Candace Mack to try to get there first. But it's an over and back violation for the Bristol Bay Angels, and it'll be rookies ball out of bounds on their end of the floor. Shauna Joe into Candace. Candace launches the shot, and it's good! Rookies draw first blood here in the overtime as Candace Mack scores her sixth point of the game. 38-36 rookies, 2:57 to play. Fast tip by Candace Mack, but it's recovered there by Erica Phelps. She launches a shot, no good. Rebound is run down in the corner, nearly stolen there by Danielle Carlson. And now another over-the-back violation for the Bristol Bay Angels as they threw a pass out to Erica Phelps, and she lost the handle on the Angel logo. And we're going to have a full timeout here by head coach Heath Lyon of the Bristol Bay Angels. 2:44 to play. King Cove rookies 38, Bristol Bay Angels 36. This has been the best game of the day. We had a close one between the New Haven and New Stew girls, with New Haven emerging victorious 53-47 in a tight contest there. But none that can rival this game between the Bristol Bay Angels and the King Cove rookies. Rookies getting some water. They're putting their hands in the middle. Coach Newton exhorting them to go out and take this one home. We hope you're enjoying the broadcast. I got an email earlier from station manager Kels Hetherington. Said since the games have been, the live broadcasts have been posted on the website, recorded there by Virgil and Kels, that it's received a record number of hits, and I think today may have had the most hits ever, most of them to the basketball site, and the day was not even over. So the ball is inbound by Cower to Danielle Carlson to Candace Mack. She drives down, pivots, kicks it back out to Shauna Cower. Shauna lobs it for Danielle Carlson, and she's called for the travel. Nearly a foul on Erica Phelps. Danielle started to drive and got a little contact there from Phelps and called for the travel. Bristol Bay ball, 2:32 to go. Just brought up across the timeline by Holstrom, and she carries the ball. A turnover by Bristol Bay, their third of the overtime. Back to the rookies. Come on, girls, we need another basket. Candace Mack will inbound the ball far side at the half-court line. She gets it to Shauna Cower and almost loses it, gives it back to Candace. Candace across the logo, lobs it in the middle for Danielle Carlson, who goes up, and her shot is way high and over the backboard. Danielle with a smile and oh my gosh, and she's laughing that one off. She goes back on defense. I think the girls are a lot more relaxed than the fans. 38-36 as Bristol Bay brings the ball across the line. Rookies with the lead. That looked like another double dribble, but they let that one go. Pressure out top by the rookies' defense. Here's a steal by Shauna Calver. She's going in against number 12. She lays it up underneath. And her shot hits the underside of the backboard, but she draws the foul from number 12, Shailene Holstrom, and that's going to be Shailene's fifth. And she's going to go to the bench. Folks, got to be honest with you, that was a questionable call. Shauna Joe drove in and got herself just a little bit too far into the basket. Just about got conked in the head by that ball as it ricocheted quickly down from the underside of the backboard. Nevertheless, she's going to go to the line for two. 2:06 to play. Overtime. First shot is up. And good. Shauna Joe Calver drops one through. Shauna Joe now with 6 points on the night. 39-36 rookie. Second one up. And also good. Shauna Joe looked like an NBA player. WNBA dropped those two through calmly. Anna Chukwak brings the ball up. Erica Phelps outside the three-point line. Got away with a double dribble, I think, there. Ball knocked away by Shauna Calver. 40-36, rookies, 1:58 to play. Whew. Gotta love these kind of games. Lobbed in, Chukwak has it, drives all the way down, lays it up with the left hand and in. The rookies did not cut the baseline, Anna takes advantage of it. 40-38, a two-point lead. Shauna Calver brings it across the logo and gives it to Candace Mack. Back to Shauna near half court, back to Candace. Candace dribbling down the right side. She gets in lane. Nice bounce pass to Courtney Wilson. Courtney lost a handle underneath. Anna Chukwak comes off with the ball. She's driving down. Danielle Carlson pokes it away from behind. Nice hustle by Danielle. Courtney lost the pass. She had a wide open layup. Nice pass there by Candace Mack. And Anna took it, was intent on tying this one up with a layup. But Danielle Carlson showed great hustle and poked the ball away from behind. Angels ball underneath their basket. Here's a pass inbounds to Chukwak. She goes up, and she's going to be fouled by Courtney or Shauna Calver. Let's see who it'll be. Shauna Joe Calver is going to pick up her fourth foul. And Anna Chukwek's going to go to the line for two. 40-38, rookies with the lead. A minute 29 on the clock in the first overtime. And a shot up, no good, off the rim. Bounces back to Shauna Joe. Shauna Joe now replaced in the lane by Candace Mack. Shauna comes back into the offensive side of the court. Anna Chukwak eyes the basket, takes a breath, launches the second foul shot. No good off the left side. And Shauna Wheeler screens the Bristol Bay player, lets the ball bounce out of bounds. Smart play by the freshman. And the ball goes over to the rookies. And what do we have? Coach Newton asking the referee a question. There's going to be a timeout on the floor. Timeout by the rookies. 1:28 to play. King Cove 40, Bristol Bay 38. A lot of pressure in this one. Fun game. Tight game all the way. The rookies surge to an 11-2 lead early in the second quarter. Bristol Bay responded with a 15-2 run to take a 17-13 lead. The rookies scored four before the end of the half to tie it up. We were tied at 25 at the end of the third quarter, tied at 36 at the end of regulation. And now the rookies, with 4 points in overtime, hold a 40-38 lead with a minute 28 to play here in the first overtime. The crowd into this one, it's filled up. No doubt in anticipation of this game and the one to follow featuring the Bristol Bay boys team. And I think they've gone back underneath. We don't see them standing out below us ready to take the court now. So four-court pressure being applied by Bristol Bay. The inbounds pass is knocked away by Ashley Monk. Going to go back to the rookie. Shauna Calver will inbound this one. She's throws it to Candace Mack. Candace dribbles. She's getting her passes. Oh, no. That pass looked to have been deflected by Anna Chukwak, but they give the ball to the Angels. Coach Newton on the court pleading her case, and the Bristol Bay Angels inbound the ball with 1:20 to play. Oh, Danielle Carlson nearly came up with a steal. Once again, Joy does. Now they're applying pressure to Ashley Monk out near the half-court stripe. Passes in to Pacheco. Passes out, gets it back in, throws a shot up, no good. Rebound, nice block there by the rookies, but Anna Chukwak goes back up and puts it in, and we're all knotted at 40. 1 minute to play. Here's the pass to Shauna Wheeler. She drives, turns the drive, and the foul is going to be, looks like, on Anna Chukwak. If that's the case, that'll be her fifth. She's standing over near the bench. That looked to be a good foul call, but from our vantage point, it looked like Shauna might have traveled before the contact was made. Candace Mack and Shauna Calver go over to greet Anna Chukwak. Great performance turned in here by Anna tonight. She exits the game with five fouls and 20 points to lead the Angels. All right, Shauna Wheeler at the line. 56 seconds to go. Score tied at 40. Two foul shots for the freshman. First one is up and off the back of the rim, and she dances back, shaking her fist, pulling at her shorts. Shauna made four key free throws in the fourth quarter. She's got one more. This gym is raucous. Everyone pounding the bleachers. Shauna launches it up. Short, no good. The rebound is off to Ashley Monk for the Angels, guarded by Danielle Carlson. Ashley throws the ball in to Pacheco, and her shot is good. Bristol Bay with a two-point lead, 45 seconds to go. Candace Mack driving the ball up with the court. She goes all the way, puts it up, no good. What do we have? A tie-up, and the ball goes to the rookies. Looked like number 44 was all over the back of a rookie player there, but it's been a physical game, and the referees have let it go both ways. Shauna Calver with the ball inbounds. Bristol Bay steals it. It's going the other way. Kendra Holstrom drives down. She's knocked out. She misses the shot. Now we should have had to travel there on the Angels, but it's not called. And now we have something. And that's on Pacheco. Loose ball foul. Someone's going to go to the line for the rookies with 24 seconds to play. Danielle Carlson. Danielle comes to the line. Let's go, Danielle. 42-40. Angels with the lead. 24 seconds. Danielle dribbles, crouches, spins the ball, shoots. No good off the back of the arm. Timeout called by Coach Connie Newton. She calls for a full timeout. The band strikes it up. We're going to let you listen to them for a moment while I try to get my breath. The Angels retake the floor. Here come the rookies. 24 seconds left in the first overtime. King Cove trailing Bristol Bay 42-40. Danielle Carlson at the line. She'll have one more. Shauna Wheeler, Courtney Wilson, and it's Max Shauna Calver in the game for the rookies. Danielle's second shot is up. Off the board, no good. The ball is loose, taken by Pacheco in the corner. She throws it out to Ashley Monk. She's got a player on. She's trapped there. Timeout by Bristol Bay. 16 seconds left. Bristol Bay had a player wide open down below, but I don't think the pass would have gotten there. Well, do we have a timeout or don't we? There, okay, we do. Bristol Bay coach can't decide what he wants to do. If I was him, I'd punt right now. 42-40. Bristol Bay at the lead. They have the ball. 16 seconds to play. The rookies need a big comeback here, a real gut check. They've hung tough. They forced the overtime with six clutch free throws in the fourth quarter, but also lost a six-point lead in the fourth quarter. Had a four-point lead early here in overtime with less than 2 minutes to go. Bristol Bay has fought back and has taken a two-point lead. Remember, tomorrow morning we'll have more Aleutians Eastboro High School basketball action for you, beginning with an early game, 10:30 a.m. Or I'm sorry, that's not right. Looking at the girls bracket, 9 a.m. between Sandpoint and Manicotic, 9 a.m. here on KSDV radio. Ball is inbounds by Bristol Bay in the backcourt. Ashley Monk with it, trapped by Shauna Calver, trying for a steal, and there's a reach-in foul on Courtney Wilson with 10 seconds to play. And she'll send Shanice Pacheco to the line. Well, we'll just tell you what happens, and you'll be able to tell by the crowd probably whether or not Shanice makes these free throws. First foul on Courtney. Both teams went over 10 long ago. She's got two shots. She can pretty much seal the game by making both of these. Even one of them will make it tough. First one is no good, off the back of the rim. No one on the lane for Bristol Bay. Second shot up. In and out. Grabbed by Shauna Wheeler. She gets the ball to Shauna Calver. 7 seconds. She comes across the timeline. Driving down. Tries to throw up a shot. It's blocked. Danielle calls with a shot. Now a shot at the... No good. Candace Mack shot at the buzzer. Did not go. And the rookies lose a heartbreaker here in overtime to the Bristol Bay Angels. Final score in overtime, Bristol Bay 42, King Cove rookies 40. Oh, they had three shots at it. Shauna Jo Calver's shot was blocked. Danielle Carlson retrieved it, threw one up over the backboard from a bad angle. Candace Mack got the air ball, put it up, and her shot went off the right side of the rim. No good. And the rookies' winning streak ends at 4. Boy, what a heartbreaker. Great effort tonight by the rookies. They had this one in their grasp a couple of times, but let it slip away. And nevertheless, a real growing experience for the young rookie team. Boy. All right. Let's give you some final scoring totals before we say goodnight from Bristol Bay. Final score, 42-40. Rookies fall to the Bristol Bay Angels in overtime. Scoring for the rookie, Shauna Jo Calver with 7. Courtney Wilson with 4. Raylene Kachutin with 4. Honey Lou Wilson with 8. Danielle Carlson with 7. Candace Mack with 6. And Shauna Wheeler had 4. and for the Bristol Bay Angels. Anna Chukwak led all scorers with 20, 10 for Shanice Pacheco, including the winning basket, 5 for Ashley Monk, 2 each for Erica Phelps and Stephanie Monson, and 1 for Brianna Cook. So that wraps it up for today's action here for the Aleutians East Borough teams, King Cove and Sandpoint, from the 2010 Sockeye Classic here in Bristol Bay High School in Natnik, Alaska. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 9 a.m. for the game between Manicotic and Sandpoint. Follow that up with a 12 p.m. game now between, let's see, that's not right. The King Cove Rookies will play at 1:30, and they'll take on New Stew. And then the King Cove T-Jacks will take the court at 3 o'clock, and they'll play Dillingham. So 9, 1:30, and 3 tomorrow. We'll have back-to-back games with the Rookies and T-Jacks. Sandpoint Eagles at 9 a.m. in the morning in a almost too early contest. And we'll try to get good connections and have those games for you here on KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m., 88.1 FM, live stream on the Internet, Sandpoint and King Cove, Alaska. We'd like to thank the work in the studio today as we brought you two games and part of the Sandpoint game from Kels Hetherington and Virgil Porter. Thank you for being with us, and we hope you'll continue to go to the website, listen to those portions of the game you might have missed, and continue to cheer on the Sandpoint Eagles and the King Cove Rookies and T-Jacks. So we'll be back with you tomorrow morning at 9. Once again, the final scores today, Dillingham 65, Sandpoint Eagles 50. King Cove T-Jacks ran their record to 11-0 with a 54-33 win over the Manicotic Lynx. And in the thriller of the day here at Bristol Bay, the King Cove Rookies fall in overtime to the Bristol Bay Angels by a final score of 42-40. I'm Rob Lanham from Bristol Bay saying goodnight, everyone.